Webmaster Lex just sent me a quick message, and he said, is Kane and Rick, are they in the studio? He was all excited. And I said, no, heck no, Lex. I'm not going to be in the same studio with the guy who played Jason Voorhees in the classic Friday the 13th. Kane Hodder, Rick McCallum, they are the founders of the group, the Hollywood Ghost Hunters. Both Rick and Kane were not only interested in paranormal prior to starting their team, but both had their share of paranormal experience as well. Rick McCallum has been a stuntman and stunt coordinator for more than 25 years. And, of course, you might recognize the name Kane Hodder as the man who did play Jason Voorhees in the classic movie Friday the 13th. Here's Rick and Kane. Hey, Rick, Kane, how are both of you?
Doing great, George.
Good to have you both with us. So how did the Hollywood Ghost Hunters start?
Rick, why don't you go ahead?
Well, actually, the Hollywood Ghost Hunters was my idea because I'd always wanted to have a ghost hunting group. And I'd gone ghost hunting with several other people, and frankly, they just weren't quite up to what I was looking for, because I always wanted to have a really aggressive group, one that would actually go after ghosts instead of running away from them. And Kane and I were working on a movie in Mansfield, Ohio, in a prison. And I didn't know that Kane was into ghost hunting, and we were walking along the back of the prison, which was very dark, and I saw a shadow up ahead of us, and I turned to look at him to see if he saw it, and he was gone. And I'm thinking to myself, oh, great, even the scary Jason guy is going to run away.
Right.
And I turned back and looked, and he was running a full sprint after it. So I thought right then, I said, okay, this has got to be the guy that's going to be my partner doing this.
I know, it's a great group, and I'm looking forward to maybe even going on one of your hunts one day.
Welcome anytime you want to come.
Oh, that would be fantastic. We would love it.
Kane, now, when you were doing the classic movie Friday the 13th,
yes,
in some of those scenes, I've got to tell you, are chilling. Kids did not go to sleep for weeks, months, maybe years. Did you get scared at all with some of the things you were doing, even though it was Hollywood?
No, I don't. You know, if you've been on a movie set, you understand that things are done in such small pieces and short segments that I never find it scary at all. But some of the other actors I work with wouldn't agree with that, because I tend to try and make them feel uneasy on the set anyway, because it's for my own enjoyment. I kind of make them think that I might be a little crazy for real. And when it's time for their scary death scene or whatever it is that they have to do, then they're very convincing, because they're kind of hesitant to be around me anyway.
Well, it was one of the classics of all times, the entire series of Friday the 13th. And how did you get the role? How did that all happen for you?
Well, as you said, Rick is a stuntman. I've been a stuntman for 33 years myself. And, you know, I started, because of how I look or whatever, I started playing bad guy parts, just small parts in movies that were stunt-related. And then I started playing, you know, larger roles, more of the killer in the movie. And then I just somehow worked my way up to the Jason character, was chosen by someone who there was no auditioning process or anything. He said, I want this guy to play Jason. And it worked out, because I had done a couple characters for him before. And, you know, based on my performance, I guess they wanted me to keep doing it for a while.
You also played the role of Ed Gein, the serial killer, didn't you?
Yes, I did. Ed Gein and also BTK.
Uh-huh. Okay. You know, I've been wanting to do an interview with him in prison. I mean, mm-hmm. Here's a guy who meshed in with his family, was part of his church, and he was doing all these heinous crimes.
No, and that, from an acting standpoint, that was the draw to that role was, wait a minute, here's a horrible serial killer, but at the same time, I get to do scenes where I'm likable.
Yeah.
Because a lot of
That's
people
right.
really like the guy.
Nobody knew. Nobody knew.
Nope, not even his family.
Nope. That's, you keep it close like that. Well, Rick, when you put the group together, do you do the ghost hunting just in the L.A. Hollywood area, or do you go all over the place?
Oh, we try and go to the hottest spots that we can get to. We've been to, like, Waverly Sanatorium. We've been to Tennessee, where we went to South Pittsburgh Hospital. We've been to Alabama, where we did Sloss Furnace. We're trying to get more places around Hollywood area, because that's where we're all at. We do have other members around the country. So whatever's a hot spot, we try and get there.
Your group, and that includes beyond just you and Kane, you've got what, about three or four more other people?
Actually, altogether, we have 13 people.
Really?
Yeah.
What a convenient choice number, huh, George?
Yeah, absolutely. I love it. And they all seem to take this seriously, or at least they look like they do.
Oh, absolutely. We all do.
Yeah, we wouldn't have selected them if they weren't really interested in ghost hunting. I know we have some celebrity people, but we've had other celebrity people, too, that wanted to be members, which I couldn't really tell you their name, but they were more in it just for the publicity of being in the group. So all our guys are really interested in ghost hunting, and we had been ghost hunting before we ever called ourselves the Hollywood Ghost Hunters.
Rick, give us one of your stories, one of your favorite stories of your ghost hunting group or some kind of paranormal activity.
Well, I think one of my favorite ones was at Waverly. I was with a girl named Paula Denny Johnson, who was a guest hunter, and Barry Blaisdell, who's one of our ghost hunters. And she had seen a shadow race into a room, so I took off after it. And as I got in there, it was a small room with just a little bit of furniture, and I was looking around, and I had a voice recorder, and I said, "Is there anybody in here with me?" And behind me, I heard, so I just kind of froze there for a second, turned around and looked, and there was nothing there. And I looked at them, and their eyes looked like pie plates. I said, "Did you guys hear that?" They went, "Yeah." And I said, "What the hell was that?" I mean, that one will raise the hair on your neck.
Absolutely. I would have thought that maybe Kane was back there doing that.
Well, we wonder about that kind of stuff because he is kind of known for, like, jumping out at us once in a while trying to scare us. You know, the scariest thing that's ever in the building is Kane. So once you're used to that, the ghosts aren't so bad.
Well, I mean, I do take the ghost hunting seriously, but if a situation presents itself just that I happen to be walking somewhere and I see one of our other people coming the other way and they don't know I'm there yet, I will take the advantage to jump out and scare them.
Absolutely. Do you go with special equipment? Do you have any of that?
Well, we have the night vision and the...
Oh, you do? Okay.
The EMF meters, and we've been using thermal cameras. What is it called, Richard?
The infrareds.
Yeah.
Yeah, thermal imaging.
Yeah. And, we don't have... We're not real high-tech, but we're, you know, we're getting there.
What is it, Rick, about this area that has this kind of activity?
You mean in the ghost hunting world?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just think it's fascinating that when, especially when we take someone who's a guest and they come across something that's almost verifiable, which it's hard to verify anything in the ghost hunting world, but when they have an experience that they just cannot explain away, that it makes all the ghost hunting, you know, worthwhile.
You know, in your particular case, Kane, when you look at the scary events, sometimes life itself is scarier than what might be on the other side. When you were playing Jason Voorhees in the classic of Friday the 13th, how often did you think, what would possess somebody to do what they do like this, to go on this kind of a killing spree?
Well, and, right, and even more so than the Jason character is, you know, so for so long I played characters that were fictional. Then when I played Ed Gein,
oh my gosh,
ETK, yeah. And that was really a very strange feeling, thinking, you know, I'm used to doing stuff that somebody dreamed up, and now I'm recreating scenes of something that someone actually did, and it was very eerie when I first started doing that, and it's just... That's why one of my hobbies has always been reading about serial killers, and because it, again, to me, it's fascinating to get into someone's mind and try and figure out what would drive them to do things like that.